Hey everybody, welcome to the Because Show, the only podcast that can feel two different things simultaneously because it's an adult.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about that later.
We have multiple feelings.
We do, all at the same time.
Yep, about and multiple things.
We're fine with that.
Yep. If you saw the movie Inside Out, you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. If you didn't see it, you're like, well, duh.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Someone told me once, or I read somewhere once, that's the definition of adulthood.
Ah.
Feeling two opposing things simultaneously.
Yeah.
Because that happens
it
all
does.
The time.
It's like a cat having one white whisker and then one black whisker.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
There's no difference.
Nope.
All right. We have a lot to talk about here.
We do. We're going to get right down and dirty into it.
We should start with something. We should ease people in here.
Okay. How about if we talk about a cool show that I'm watching?
That's a good way to start.
All right.
Let's go.
If anybody has Hulu out there, you should be watching 11/22/63. It's like a date. Like November 22nd, 1963. Does that date ring a bell, anyone?
I'd answer, but I'm eating a cookie.
Okay, I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give away what that date is. If you just Google it, you'll be like, oh.
I know what it is. It's when JFK was shot, right?
Yeah.
And not because I know that. I know it because of the book. I just ruined it for
everybody. Oh, okay. Yeah,
right,
you
go
did,
ahead.
But that's cool.
Go ahead.
So anyway, it stars one of the Because Show's friends, Franco. And normally I would be like, oh, Franco, because we kind of hate him a little bit. But
yeah, we do.
Really good in it.
Okay, Franco's a decent actor.
He is such a good
actor.
And
a very handsome man.
He's in like every single scene.
This is part of the reason why I'm so angry at him. Because
yeah.
I was so excited for him to move in across the street. And then he was such
a dick.
Right. Like if I didn't care about him to begin with, I'd be like, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, oh, my new best friend and, you know, lover James Franco is gonna move in, and then he was a jerk.
Yeah,
so all right,
like,
continue.
Bye, Franco. So anyway, it's really good. It's about time travel. If you like anything about time travel, you'll love this show. It's 8 episodes, I believe. I am 5 into it, loving it. So good. It's one of those shows where you're like, oh my god, what time is it? Can we watch another one? And then you like watch another one, and then you're like, oh my god, no, we have to go to bed.
Is this the Hulu that you have to pay for, or free Hulu?
I don't really know how Hulu works.
I don't either, because we all have
it. My husband just does that magic.
Oh, right. The TV
and it just
Hulu.
Appears.
You have TV Hulu.
I have no idea what we have.
All right, yeah, I got it.
It just appears, and then we watch it. So
I got it.
Yeah. So do that. Watch that show. It's really good. Love it.
Okay.
Secret date.
Secret date.
I had a secret date.
You had a secret date. How was it?
My husband brought me on a secret date. I had no idea what it was. Let me tell you something about this man. He's getting better and better about keeping secrets.
Keeping secrets is hard.
Mm-hmm. Especially with me. I'm like detective general.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So here's what happened. So he's like, oh, this was like a month and a half ago. He's like, get ready. I'm going to take you on a secret date on this day. And he wrote it in the calendar. I'm like, awesome. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Because the last secret date he brought me to was American Idiot, the play.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
And he kept it secret. Like, I didn't even know what was happening. So I'm like, awesome, awesome. So it gets to the day of our secret date. And I still had no idea what we were doing. I'm like, what should I wear? He told me, like, well, just, I'm wearing this, so just match that.
Wear
something
hot.
Okay, cool.
Just be hot.
So right before we left, he's like, oh, remember those Star Trek earrings that you got? You should wear those. I was like, oh, it's something Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
He's taking me. What is he taking me to? The Star Trek. So that was all that I knew. And we get there. It was at the Pantages Theater. It was the Star Trek concert. So what they did is they played all the music from Star Trek's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an orchestra, full orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And with like video stuff in the background. It was really cool.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That sounds very dorky and very
fun.
Yeah,
it was so dorky. And luckily, wait, did I find my, I found my Star Trek earrings right before we left.
Good.
So I felt okay about it. I felt good.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go from your fun secret date thing to a fun thing I have coming up.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to seg into some not fun things.
Okay.
So I'm going on vacation.
Uh-huh.
To Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited. I'm going a week from Sunday.
That is going to be so exciting.
Yeah, I'm going.
Now, you've been before, right?
I've never been before.
Oh, my God.
And I can't wait.
Okay, now what city are you going to? Or what island or whatever?
Maui.
Okay,
Maui. Is Maui an island or a city?
Island?
Okay.
I know. it's one of the islands. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
and I'm going with Tim and his entire family.
That'll be fun.
Which it will be very fun.
Yeah.
Because we have our own room.
It's going to be warm and nice.
Oh, my God. I so need a vacation.
Yeah.
I can't
and
wait.
And how long are you going for?
We're leaving Sunday morning and coming back Saturday night.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, that's a perfect amount of time.
I know. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. Because I went to Hawaii like 2 years ago. I can't even remember now. But anyway, we went to Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
And when we landed.
Is Oahu an island or a city?
Both?
No. Like Australia?
It's an island. And then okay. Honolulu was the city that we landed
in. Okay.
So we landed in Honolulu, which is on Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
Hoobie-dooby-doo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we landed. In my mind, I'm picturing, like, Hawaii Five-0. Like, we get off.
Oh, I'm picturing Brady Bunch.
There's girls in, you know, hula skirts, putting lays over you and all this stuff. And we get off, and it's like, wait, am I still in the Glendale Airport or the Burbank Airport?
Uh-huh.
What? And then we like are driving off and I'm like, oh my God, it looks exactly like Glendale.
Hey, that's not good.
No. But then we got to the resort and it was like,
oh, really?
And then we get out of the car. They put the lays on us. Oh, they gave him the little nut necklace, whatever the little nuts are.
The little nut. We gave him necklace with little nuts on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the man weird. Lay.
Right. It has nuts on it. That's how you know it's for a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
And it was so awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So what more?
But Maui is like where we stayed was like really resorty.
Mm-hmm.
But Maui is supposed to be like way more like natural, naturey. Mm. Like, are you getting a little cabin?
No, not at all. We're staying at his family. It's one of the reasons I'm excited is because it's like his family's thing and they've gone before and they do their stuff. So I feel like no pressure.
Yeah.
I'm just tagging along.
Yeah.
I can opt out of things if I want to. They may not know that yet.
Like,
but
there's no stress for them because they know what to do already.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to figure it out.
No. So they stay it's kind of a resorty also, but it's condos.
Okay.
It's like a bunch of condos you can rent and it looks huge.
Right on the beach.
I think it's right on the beach.
Nice.
There's a pool. There's like a, you know, fitness place. It's really big. So we're getting like, we got like a little studio apartment. His sister's got like a 2-bedroom place. His mom and dad got another studio. So it should be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm
really
God.
Looking
I'm so
forward
jealous.
To it. And Pilani, our listener, Pilani, who is so all about Hawaii.
Yeah.
If you have any tips, let me know.
Yeah.
Anything I should see or do or not see or not do, let us know.
All right.
And that would be helpful.
Great.
Yeah.
Or anybody else.
Or anybody else. Also, I don't want to exclude anyone. So anybody else. Now, unfortunately, leading up to this trip is so stressful.
Oh.
You know that like pre-trip stress?
Like you're like, okay, I got to get work all online, like all my work done.
So much work to do.
The bills out.
Yeah, so much bills. Fucking taxes.
Oh, taxes.
Oh my God, that's the title of this episode, fucking taxes. So I got to do my fucking taxes, which I've been putting off.
Mm-hmm.
Just so much work to do.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I bet this doesn't happen to you.
Probably not, but
I feel like it doesn't.
See.
Like, I'm like, oh my God, I have so much work. I have so much work. I'm so much work. I just have to catch up on work. I'm going to feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sit down to do it and like can't do it.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my God, this is so boring. I have to go look on the internet right now.
You're right. That never happens.
This is what
to
it's
me.
Like to have ADD, by the way.
I'm like, I have to get work done. And then I just like fully immerse myself in the work. And
I wish I could.
I just go until it's done.
Yeah. I wish I could do that.
But
I mean, I guess I can do that.
I put it off to the last minute.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know I'll do it, but it's like, I'm not saying your work is not like this.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it is, but it's like very thinky work. You know?
Yeah.
Like it's very hard thinking work and you have to figure stuff out and write stuff and just think really hard and have a lot of questions, and then I'm just like, I can do that for like 8 minutes and then I have to take a break.
Oh, you know? I had to write a 30 question unit science test.
Mm-hmm.
That was thinky.
Yeah, it's hard, right?
Yeah.
So that is very stressful for me, and I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom's coming in tomorrow, which will be really fun.
That's nice.
But you know, then I have a guest, a very self-sufficient and helpful guest, but still a guest for like the week before I leave, you know, so that's hard.
Yeah.
And then I'm having some money issues.
Uh-oh. Money issues. We have
sing
those.
A song while I drink some water.
Okay. Money. Give me more money.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So speaking of feeling two things simultaneously.
Yeah.
I realize what I'm about to talk about is such first world problems.
Okay.
And I'm so lucky to be in the position that I'm in. And a lot of people don't have this position. And I'm going to sound super spoiled.
Okay, bring it.
Other hand, it feels super real and it's very stressful.
Okay.
Also feels completely legitimate. So those two things happening at once. So I have been having money troubles ever since I make really nice money and I don't have a lot of expenses.
Yeah.
But ever since I changed my filing status from married to single.
Yeah.
I took this huge hit in my take-home pay, and it's been really hard ever since. So we just had our reviews, and I just got a bonus and a little raise, you know? And as you know, I've been so focused on getting a house, and I've been saving like a fiend to get this house, you know, and I'm pretty proud of myself for how much I've saved and have a generous gift from my parents, which is lovely, and my ex bought me out of our old house. So, you know, I'm having like a little nice chunk of cash there to put down a down payment, which is really important here in LA because houses are insane.
You need a nest egg like the size of an ostrich egg.
You need a nest egg like that. You need like a dozen.
Yeah.
You know, dozen nest eggs. and I'm very lucky to have that. So I have two things going on. I have this nice big nest egg and then I got no money like in my savings and my checking like every month. It's been really, really hard. And I just feel super stressed because coming up is like, I have to pay for this trip to Hawaii.
Right.
You know, I have to pay for the hotel.
Right.
Benji's on break and he's going to be staying actually here with Susan for a few days.
House,
but
yeah.
I'm having a babysitter come and watch him. So I got to pay
while
her.
I'm at work. Yeah.
His camp is coming up. Got to pay for camp.
Oh my God, camp.
I'm going to Chicago in July and September. So that's two plane tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not happening for a long time, but I want to go on a nice vacation with Tim next year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to start saving for that now. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have any money.
You know?
I want to buy a new suitcase. I'm like, can I get a new suitcase? So then today I realized, I'm driving home and I realized, you know what? In the meantime, I got this nice bonus. I got a little raise and a decent bonus from work. And I was upset because I'm like, I need all the money from the raise. I was going to try to save another $100 a month. Just add that to the nest egg. I'm like, but I can't because I need to try to make up for this money that I lost. So that was a bummer, you know? And then I was like, and then I also wanted to save a certain amount from the bonus, you know, in addition to the monthly amount. And I'm like, you know what? I'm here freaking out about my monthly expenditures and my savings account is dwindling so fast because every month I have to take money out of it to live. I was like, if it's just like a few thousand dollars, it's not going to make a difference. Like when it's time to buy the house,
right,
if you have like, you know, whatever it is, I don't want to tell you how much I have, but let's say I have $100,000 versus $105,000. Like, it's not going to make that much of a difference.
It
will make a huge difference in my checking and my savings. Like, right now, it will, like, save my ass, you know, a few thousand dollars extra.
Yeah.
So I had to say, it's okay to do that. Like, I have such a goal in my mind. Like, I want to save this much this year and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? Just chill the hell
out. Give yourself permission
to
use the money.
Exactly. Like, you get so focused on, like, the number.
You can't be cash poor.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you get so
focused. Wasn't it your mom that said that? Like, don't be cash poor.
I don't. It doesn't sound like something my mom would say.
Oh, okay.
But maybe. But yeah, I get so focused on the number and like the goal, and if I don't do it, I'm a failure. And then I'm like, but that's just dumb.
Yeah,
it's dumb because you just forget like the logic of it. Ultimately, it's not going to make that huge of a difference.
Nope.
In a down payment,
nope.
It'll be like a 1% difference.
Yep.
But it'll make a huge difference for me
now,
month to month.
Yeah.
So that was something that I worked through that today on the way here in the car. So it was
well, good. I'm glad that you found closure in
thank
that.
You. Thank you.
And gave yourself permission to
quite,
do that.
Yeah, I haven't quite 100% made the decision I'm going to do that, but I think I probably will.
I think you should.
Yeah, I think I should too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Also, you have credit cards.
My credit card's already, like, it's not at the limit, but it's charged up.
It's charged.
And I can use part of this bonus to pay it half off anyway, you know, and that'll be good too.
Yeah. Oh, I hate using my credit card.
I do too. I hate it. Ugh. And then I use it. I'm like, what? Why? How did I have zero balance yesterday and then today I have like a bajillion dollars on it?
Dentist. You
know? Totally. It's all like travel and medical.
Travel. That's what I put on there too.
And car.
Oh, God. Tires. Like I need new tires.
Yeah, I went to get my brake light. I'm like, oh, my brake light's out. He's like, oh, I need to order a bulb for that. And you also need $1,100 worth of service. you know, that kind of thing. I'm like, here's my credit card.
Yeah.
So.
And then there you go.
There you go.
Ugh. I know. I hate that.
So that's been a little bit stressful.
That sounds stressful.
Yeah. But I'm excited for my
vacation. But I think your vacation is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And so worth it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think so. And again, first world problems.
Yep.
Poor me, boohoo. I have to go to Hawaii, boohoo.
Yeah.
I realize that.
And you have to take lots of pictures.
I will. Tim's bringing his fancy camera.
Nice. So are you going to go to a luau while you're there?
I hope so.
Oh my God. I hope so too.
Tarantula falls on me.
Poi.
I hope a tarantula falls on me so I can go get it off of me.
Yeah.
And I hope I can take hula lessons so I can say, my who went one way and my la went the other.
Yes. Yes. And find a tiki and then go to a cave.
I hope someone follows me around and goes doo-loo-doo-doo every time something ominous happens.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
You know, if you need a suitcase, you can borrow ours. It's got cat barf on it.
No, that's okay. I need a medium size. I only have a small one and a huge one. So.
Oh, okay.
I need a medium size one.
Yeah, our medium size one is the one with cat barf and a broken zipper.
Cat barf.
Yeah. I should just throw it out.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe.
So let's see. What else we got here?
I have a book review.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
I read. So you know how I feel about my iPad,
mm-hmm.
right? Got to read the trashy books.
Yes.
I bought my first fiction book on there.
Oh.
And I read Judy Blume's new book for grownups.
Mm.
And
I heard that that was good.
It was good. It's called...
Not like phenomenal.
Yeah,
but,
no. It's called In the Unlikely Event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on a true story about...
It's about a girl that gets pregnant.
Nope. About Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
In the 50s, maybe early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where Judy Blume grew up. And they were, in the course of a very short amount of time, there were three plane crashes in that town.
Ooh.
Like three planes crashed into the town.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get to the Newark airport.
Oh.
So it kind of traces the lives of a whole bunch of people who live in the town and some people who went on the planes. And it was good. It was like very, I was very aware I was reading an author who wrote for teenagers and adolescents, not only because I remember her, but just the style.
Right.
It wasn't like all of a sudden she was so sophisticated, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Like it still felt like that style, but dealing with more, I mean, I think teenagers would still like it, but I guess dealing with more mature subject matter, although not much more mature. But yeah, I enjoyed it. It's a good iPad book.
Yeah.
So I recommend it for that.
All right. Great. Now you have an airplane thing though, right?
Yeah, you're don't like to fly.
Yeah.
You like your husband.
So you're like reading books about airplane crashes.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But I wasn't on an airplane when I was reading it, so it was okay.
Oh, okay. That's
the airplane thing for me is very focused for just when I'm on the plane. Just before and when I'm on it.
All right.
As soon as I step off, I'm like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes.
You're like, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Partay.
All right. Cool. Cool book.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I think I gave my book review last time about the Graveyard book.
Oh, yeah.
The Neil Gaiman one.
Yeah. I think I remember that.
So I'm still reading it. I have to get volume two because there's two volumes.
Oh, all right.
So I read volume one. I'm on to volume two.
Okay.
It's funny. I had the graphic novel for Coraline. Another Neil Gaiman book.
I remember that one.
I had it at school, and I ordered it through the book club, the Scholastic Book Club, and it was all nice and shiny and new. And I was like, "Oh God, I don't want to just like put this in my library and just let any kid get it." So there's this one girl that's very, she's like kind of goth a little bit, kind of emo. And I asked her, I'm like, hey, did you ever see the movie Coraline or read the book? And she's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kids heard me, and they're like, oh, I saw it. I read. And I'm like, oh, you have to read this book.
Yeah.
So I gave it to her. So she just started reading it today.
Oh, she'll love it. That was nice of you.
Yeah. So
that's good. I have a health update.
Oh, yeah.
And we've also had a request for your area update. I don't know if you want to give one.
Sure, I can give one.
Okay, because last time someone fingered you and fell asleep.
Yeah.
So what happened since then?
Well, I have since seen another person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's way better.
Oh, good.
She loosened it up a little bit. But I realized it's something that I have to keep up doing.
Loosening it up. How do you do that? With a penis?
With a, well, no. Like, the penis would come after I loosen it up a vibrator or what have you.
Oh, so your doctor has told you you have to use a vibrator? Boo-hoo.
I know.
That's so sad.
I know. So, yeah, I just got to get up there and get some coconut oil going up there.
Yeah.
Kind of stretch it out, loosen it up, soften it up.
Yeah.
And then I can let other parts in there.
Have we ever determined exactly what was wrong?
There's a lot of different things. Like the lady that I saw, the good one, she said that a lot of it could be scar tissue from my C-section.
Oh,
like
interesting.
Creeping. Because it grows like tendrils.
Okay.
And it can affect the inner parts of your vagina.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, and she's like, didn't anyone ever tell you to massage your C-section scar?
Nobody told me that.
And I'm like, no, I've never even heard that. I know. She's like, yeah.
Hmm.
So anybody that has a C-section and or is going to get one or recently had one, look it up on the internet and figure out how to massage that scar so it doesn't send those tendrils down.
Okay,
and
wow.
Fuck up your vagina.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, so there you go.
All right, well, I have one for myself.
Okay.
Because you remember when I got so sick?
Yeah.
So I've been trying to get ahead of it. So I went to the naturopath, which I think I talked about.
Oh, yeah, the naturopath.
And that was helpful. And then she referred me to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been to a chiropractor before. I'm happy to go. I mean, I don't have back problems, but I guess headaches can be sort of like a neck thing or whatever.
Oh,
like, I feel
I
don't know, but what do I know? And I also feel like chiropractors legit, you know?
Yeah. I know a lot of people think that chiropractors are quacks.
Yeah. But I feel like legit. I mean, like the naturopath I was a little more suspicious of, but then I really liked her.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, I was like, oh yeah, I totally will go. So I went on Monday, I guess, or Tuesday, and or no, Wednesday, and I was just, and now I'm like, I don't know, like I felt more like she was like a little, I was like,
what, the chiropractor?
Yeah, like I liked her fine. She has great reviews.
So she was a quack?
Yelp. I don't think she was a quack, but it felt more quacky, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
quackish. Like, what did she do to you? Did she, like, pull on your legs?
Well,
we
had a talk about what was going on and talked about my colitis, and people always seem, like, more interested in that. Like, oh, we can fix that and blah, blah. I'm like, it's not bothering me.
A chiropractor can't fix colitis.
Well, see, that's the thing. She's, like, the chiropractor theory is that your spine is sort of the center of your nervous system and connected to your organs. And so when it's off, your organs don't operate correctly and your whole body gets off and everything's all fucked up, right?
Okay.
So, exactly. So, I was like, okay, you know. I'm like, my colitis isn't the problem. It's the headaches that I'm here for, you know?
Right.
Colitis is managed.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. And then she's like, well, you know, because I take medication for it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, well, I would, you know, eventually like to get all my patients off medication. You know, are you interested in getting off your medication? And I said, no.
Yeah, no.
Hell no.
Not of any of them.
And she's
Thank
like, well, you,
you
want to stay on your medication? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm on a really mild anti-inflammatory that I've been on for like 25 years.
Yeah.
One form or another. Yeah. And like, I think it is very effective. Like, I'm not anti-Western medicine.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
And she's like, okay, well, most might, you know, something like I would like you get off. I'm like, maybe I would like to take less. Like, I think it causes headaches. It probably is part of the problem, but I don't want to get off. Like, I did not like that.
Yeah.
I don't like it when doctors are like, I want you off your medication. I'm like, no.
No.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Especially if the medication isn't giving me adverse effects.
Yeah.
Know? So that was a little weird. And then the whole thing with the, you know, like it can cure you of everything, chiropractor. I'm like, okay. And then she like gave me her, she had these pamphlets that I was looking at and like, there's something called subluxation or something.
Okay, yeah.
But like, it looks so Scientologist.
Oh.
It was like the same font, you know?
Oh.
It's like the picture on the front was like a bunch of plugs and an outlet all sparking. It just looked like a very Scientology kind of thing.
Wow, okay.
With like a weird made up word.
Yeah.
And then on the inside, it was like, maybe you've never heard of subluxation, but there was a time when you never heard of AIDS or cancer or something. And I'm like, this is weird.
Hello.
L. Ron Hubbard, you know? So she's like, okay, well, why don't, but then she looked at my back and she immediately noticed that the bottom, my lower back was swollen, which I've also noticed.
Oh.
I thought I was just like getting fat down there or something.
Yeah.
Because it looks puffy. And she's like, no, it's swollen. So I was like, all right, well, she saw that immediately, you know. And then she took something called a nervoscope.
Looked
just like it was from the 50s, weird thing you got in like a 50s spy shop. And she was like, okay, I'm going to rub this up and down your back and it's going to show me where it's inflamed. And she put her finger on one of the prongs and she's like, you see how the, whatever that little thingy is, mm-hmm. the lever, like goes to my finger because it senses.
The little needle.
Yeah, the needle. She's like, it's going to go to my finger because it senses heat. I'm like, whatever. You know what else senses heat are those like little fishy things that curl up in your hand.
Right.
That you get in
Cracker
Jacks. That
you tell your fortune.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, no, it won't. You know?
Okay.
She put it on my back. I'm like, okay, whatever. But she's like, yeah. But then, you know, she pushed something. She's like, does this hurt? No. Does this hurt? Yeah. She's like, I can tell, you know. Okay. So it was like, I was feeling like, well, maybe, maybe not. Yeah. You know, I don't know. And then she took some x-rays and then she
took x-rays. Did she have an x-ray machine?
She did. A real one. Not like not like an Easy Bake Oven one. And then she said she was going to do one adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And she strapped me to the chair, like a seatbelt kind of thing. And she took my neck and she went crack.
Oh.
I was like, holy shit, you know.
Oh, my God.
And
that would freak the shit out of me.
Yeah, I was like, what's going to happen? Crack. but I have to say, I was getting a headache when I went in there and I didn't have one. Like a couple hours later, it went away. I mean, it wasn't like, because mine stay.
Oh,
so it was like, I felt like one was growing, you know? So instead of getting worse, it got better, which was nice. So who knows? And then it was $300, which was a lot for the first appointment. But the ones after this will be less. And then she's like, I want you to come back Friday. I'm like, that's okay. That's in 2 days. Like, I can't go every day, you know? But I'll go back Friday. We're going to talk about my x-rays, talk about stuff, but I'm feeling suspicious, but open, still okay. Like, I'll go back a couple more times. Yeah. We'll see how it is.
Did you, what is it called? Online stalk her a little bit? Like,
she gave me like I saw her, I had seen her reviews on Yelp and everyone's like, I love her, you know?
Most
of the people, not everybody. But when she had to go out of the room for a little bit and she gave me like the pamphlet on subluxation, whatever.
Yeah.
So as soon as she left, I looked it up on the internet. I'm like, subluxation, what is it? You know? And they basically said for orthopedics surgeons or for
the doctor?
Orthodontist? No.
No. Orthopedic.
Orthopedics? What kind of doctor? An orthopedic?
What's orthopedic? That's like, movement,
bone,
right?
Yeah. Bones. It's like, yeah. And they said it's legit for them, but there's like, no such thing as what the chiropractor says it is, you know. It's like a slightly different thing, and it's like your spine has nothing to do with your organs, you know, blah blah. But then I kept reading the article, and this guy was pissed. Like, he seemed like he had a little bit. It's like one guy, and he seemed like he had a little bit of a vendetta. So
a little full of tequila.
Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, okay. And then most people I've spoken to who've had a good, really good experience, because some people love them, it's back related.
Okay.
Like, specifically back related. So we'll see.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Friday, get strapped and cracked and...
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
All right.
My mom will be here. We'll see how it is.
Oh, yeah. She should go with you.
She's going to.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right.
So I don't know. We'll see how it is.
Well, we will give updates.
I will give updates.
Awesome.
I'll tell you all how I'm doing.
All right.
What
else we got on our listy list?
Well, we had a question from Kate, one of our listeners.
Okay.
And I think, now I don't remember it exactly, but the one I'm going to bring up is just as good to talk about.
Okay.
So she's dating someone new,
uh-huh.
and I think she likes him, but she said she doesn't feel like she has a lot of chemistry with him.
Oh.
So her question was like, what do you do in that situation? Like, when everything's good, but maybe like the chemistry isn't
like,
pulling you over.
Like, you don't like a lot of the same things, or?
I think it's code for not being attracted to him.
Oh. Well, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, there's not attracted and there's not attracted. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
There's like, okay, I'm not going crawling out of my skin because I have to jump on you.
Right.
And then there's like, looking at you grosses me out. You know?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So if it's case A, I say give him a chance.
Yeah, give him a chance. Like, if it's just, if you've just been like 2 dates.
Yeah, because sometimes you kiss them and it's kind of awesome, and you're like, "When did that happen? How did
that
happen?"
Yeah, wait till you like fuck a little bit.
Yeah, or kiss, or fuck
kiss.
A little bit.
Well, you know,
you know,
yeah, fuck him. We wait till you. It might be awesome.
Second and a half base.
And then and
make
then,
out. Make out with him.
Make out with him and then buck him. And then I'm really strongly going for the fucking.
Yeah, you're a pro.
To make the, like, you know, we're all adults here.
Yeah, but you don't have to fuck somebody.
If you want to.
If you want to, you should.
Yeah.
But you can just, like, make out with them and then see how that is.
Yeah. And then if you want to go further, go for it.
And then if you want to fuck him. But what if you want in the middle? You're just like, you know what? I'm not that into it.
If he kisses gross and is gross and, like, all, like, weird floppy seal hands.
Ew.
Then then don't fuck him.
Have you ever dated floppy seal hands?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Just like paintbrushes, like bleh, bleh, flap, flippity do. Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Was he a T-Rex?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. So we think if he is, do you think if a guy is like too sweet and nice and available, it's like automatic? The girl's like, meh, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's lame.
No, I don't think so. I think it depends on the girl. If the girl's all bitchy and stuff and the guy's all sweet and nice, she'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. People are weird.
People are so weird. They're so weird.
And then other people are awesome.
But weird.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you
weird.
Know anyone who's not at all weird?
Yeah, everybody's a little bit
everybody's
weird.
Everybody's a little weird.
I think we should just accept that.
Yeah.
Fuck him and move on.
And then fuck people.
Yeah.
And then see how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
That is a good plan.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? You're only young once.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Right. And sometimes it's better to get a little older.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh, this guy seems really sweet and nice. And
then you appreciate
it. I'm going to go out with him.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's like, true. Take it.
Exactly. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a big one. I have one that I wrote down, but I just don't know if I can tackle it.
Okay. Is it Trump?
No, I can talk about that one.
Oh, okay.
So Donald Trump is a moron.
Oh my God, he's such a
and an
fucking
idiot.
Yeah.
And a bigot and a narcissist. However, I would like to know if there's any of our listeners who support him.
No, there aren't.
Well, no, let me finish. If there are any of our listeners even who secretly support him.
Oh, secret supporters.
I would like to know from a reasonable person, like, why Donald Trump? Why would you vote for him? Is there a rational, reasonable person out there who says, I am considering him and here's why?
Yeah.
So if there's anyone out there, you can please let us know. You can be anonymous if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Please be anonymous because you don't want to let that get out.
Yeah.
That
no, we won't
Trump
mention
supporter.
Your name if you email us, but I would actually really like to know the appeal.
Yeah. Like what is the
appeal?
Because
I don't get it.
And not just, he's the lesser of two evils.
That doesn't. A, not true.
Which, yeah.
And B.
Why?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
So speaking of Trump supporters, my brother unfriended me from Facebook.
No. Oh, yes. No. That's awesome.
It finally happened.
Oh, that's awesome.
He just pushed me over the edge.
What happened?
So here's what happened. They're on Facebook. A friend of mine put up something about, was it like California could be the next state to like dump Columbus Day and have Indigenous Peoples Day instead.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, there's like all these comments on it, like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Good idea. Yeah, let's do it. And I put, yeah, Columbus was a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I put.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother, who doesn't even know my friend, commented on there and said, Columbus wasn't a tyrant. He was a drunk idiot that found the wrong island or something like that.
Okay.
And I was like, I just like rolled my eyes. I was like, oh, Bruce, Jesus Christ. Again with your comments on my friend's thing about nothing that has to do with you. Like, why are you even commenting on it? Shut up. And then he private messages me.
Uh-oh.
He Facebook messages me and just reads me this whole thing about, he wasn't a tyrant. He never ruled anything. He was just a drunk idiot and da-da-da-da-da and blah, blah, blah. He wasn't a tyrant because he never ruled over anything. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are you, what?
Yeah.
Why are you picking a fight with me?
Yeah.
Are you trying to just educate me? What is your story, bro? So I wrote back to him and I did like a little bit of research and I'm like, yes, he did rule the island and this is why he was a tyrant because he actually came back to that island enslaved all the natives, mm-hmm. killed a bunch of the ones that wouldn't do what he said,
wow.
and even brought some of them back to Spain to like show off and then beat
this.
Them later. Yeah.
This is terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he writes back like, okay, so I just proved him wrong.
Mm-hmm.
His whole thing proved him wrong. So he just moved on to something else. Oh, the indigenous people need to stop blaming white Europeans for their problems.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, what the fuck? And he said something about like, oh, and minorities this and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And then I called him a prick. And like, you know, I'm like, when all you do is communicate to me with negativity, you
yeah.
come off looking like an asshole.
Yeah.
So I called him a prick. Mm-hmm. I called him an asshole. And then later on in my response, I called him a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then he responds back to that with like, oh, I think you're so intolerant. You just can't listen to anyone else's point of view.
You're so intolerant.
You need to be careful of like hanging around all of the liberals that you hang around with and da 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 da. And I was like, oh my fucking
wow.
Jesus, whatever.
You're the bigot, Susan.
So intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know what, Bruce? You're probably going to unfriend me. You probably should mm-hmm. unfriend me. I'm not going to unfriend you
mm-hmm.
because I am your sister. I don't know why we have to communicate on this weird negative level.
Yeah.
But could you maybe once like, look at the pictures of my kids on Facebook and say cute kid
right.
or nice family event mm-hmm. or what, anything positive.
Yeah.
Never anything positive from him ever. So I'm like, okay, he's an unhappy little man.
Yeah.
And it just like pissed me off, but it also hurt me like, dude, why can't you just be normal and relax and have a regular relationship with me?
Oh man.
Instead of like, you're wrong. The people you hang around with are intolerant.
How did you and your sister grow up cool and he grew up like that?
He's just a dick.
Was he like that growing up?
Kind of.
Really?
Yeah. He was never like, I mean, I guess he was a good big brother. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. He's 7 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So there, that kind of age difference. Like,
yeah.
I would like look up to him kind mm-hmm. of, but we never really had a good relationship.
Is he close with your parents now?
He's like, my parents go up and stay with him. My mom knows that he's a dick.
Yeah.
My dad just kind of shakes his head, but he's an unhappy man.
I assume your sister probably doesn't have much of a relationship with him. She's more like you.
She's more standoffish. She'll try to like appease and just be like, oh, Bruce.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, shut up, motherfucker.
Right.
You know?
Right. All right, so this makes me seg into the other one that I didn't want to talk about, but it's too close. So I think about feelings a lot.
Okay, like your feelings or other people's feelings?
Feelings in general.
Oh, okay.
You know, just like emotions and how we handle them and
how they make us human.
Yeah, we had a thing at work today, like an extra, not extracurricular, but like an extra non-work related discussion about emotions versus logic.
Wait, at your work?
Okay, so my work is this weird place.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome place to work. And it's very, like, progressive in some ways.
Yeah.
And very much like we just got an email about all these committees. Like, join the, like, you know, LGBT committee at work and for diversity. And join, there's, like, a single mom's one that's going to be coming up.
Wow.
And join your community. And also you can do volunteer work and just, like, all this, you know, stuff.
Wow.
Whatever.
Okay.
And I told you for this, I thought was so great. That they have nursing rooms, like mother's rooms.
Right, the nap room.
Right. No, that was separate from the nap room.
Shit.
Two separate things.
Okay.
So not only do they have nursing rooms, which is great and not that uncommon, but they had we're a global company, and in every office they put in a hospital grade pump.
What?
So you just bring in your little booby
bring
sucker
in your
things.
Suckers
yeah, and they
bottles.
And there's a pump right there. Which
Jesus.
Is amazing, right?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. So one thing we did, because a couple of the other employees arranged, they're like, you know, people in this office do really cool things outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
So come in to the, you know, meeting room today, to the conference room. We're going to give you some pizza, and a couple of people are going to talk about their extracurricular work activities and how awesome they are. you know, which was fun. I'm like, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So one woman talked about adopting her little, her daughter from the, from Congo, the Congo.
Oh, okay.
And how she, they adopted her brother too. Mm-hmm. Later on, they found out she had a biological brother. They were going to do another adoption. They're like, we'll adopt him. And then the Congo, so they got all the legal, everything was ready and they were his legal parents.
Yeah.
And the Congo changed its, they stopped. All the, nobody could leave the country. None of these kids who were, had been adopted could leave the country.
Oh, my God.
So they wanted to make sure, I guess, that the children were going to go to good homes.
Right.
Which is great, except for they didn't do anything. Nothing changed. They just stopped it. And now it's over 2 years later.
Oh, my God.
And they have this son there who they see on Skype and they visit, but, like, he can't come home yet.
That's
you know?
Weird.
And she talked about how she's been massively involved with all these other families, so political, like they lobbied Congress.
Yeah.
They got Obama on the phone to call the Congo guy to say, please let those kids out, you know, all this stuff. So it was really amazing.
Oh my God. Wow.
So these kind of things make you feel like a lame ass.
Yeah.
Work. I'm like,
I'm nothing.
I know. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she was one. And then the other guy who spoke talked about this thing he found really interesting, which was emotions versus logic. I think he's a guy who's maybe been to some good amount of therapy, you know, because he talked like a guy who'd been through therapy and like had these big revelations. And
he used I statements.
Sharing them. I feel that was sharing them with the group.
Yeah.
But it was still interesting because I do think, because I think about this kind of thing a lot. And I think people use logic. Going to say especially male people, not always.
Right.
But some of the time. As like a shield to from their emotions, you know?
Okay.
Because you can use logic and sound smart and feel smart, but you're really not actually feeling, you're not dealing with how you're feeling.
Okay.
Do you ever meet anyone who does that?
Like, give me an example.
Like, say you're in a fight with your boyfriend because you want to, because you never go out to dinner and you want to go out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
And you can say things like, I want to go out to dinner because I feel like it's just so lame that we're home all the time and I want to go out and I want to be out in the world and I want us to do stuff, you know.
There's restaurants I love.
And there's restaurants I love and I want to try things and I like living in this city, you know, and I want to be out and doing stuff
and
wear cute shoes and whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're getting like a little hysterical and tearing up and everything. Right. You're upset.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you can say, well, we said we wanted to save money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have money to go out to the restaurant. If you want to save money for a new car, we can't go out to eat. So you need to pick one or the other. Do you want to go out to eat or do you want a new car?
Oh.
Like that kind of logic.
Right.
You know? I mean, that is pretty vicious what I just said.
No, that makes total sense, though. Yeah, I've been there.
But really what he's saying, he's not dealing with his own feelings, which are shut the fuck up, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you're making me feel emasculated or I don't want to go out to dinner because for reasons that are equally irrational, like because it makes me uncomfortable or it makes me feel out of control to spend that money.
Right.
You know, it makes me too stressed out to spend that kind of money, even though I know it's just $30 to go to the place on the street, you know?
Yeah.
So therefore, the woman gets this reputation for being hysterical, you know, because she's not being logical.
Oh, and the man is all level-headed.
And he's just like level-headed, blah, blah, blah. But really, I think he's not dealing with, I mean, you can't walk around being like an id, like, whatever. But I think he's not dealing with, he'll do that to not deal with his actual feelings.
Yeah. Okay.
And then feel so smart, you know, and
relaxed. And schmarmy.
And then really he's just still like that feeling. The feeling doesn't go away. It's going to come out in some other way. You
know? Yeah. Bitterness or.
Right. Resentment or.
Yeah.
Drinking or.
Fucking.
Or drinking and fucking. Drinking and fucking with bitterness and resentment.
Yeah.
My favorite kind.
Ooh, bitter fuck.
Drunken, bitter, resentful fuck. So I thought that was really interesting. So, he talked about that and it made me think, you know what an emotion I've been thinking about a lot is anger.
Uh-huh.
Because I think people are really, that's the one that they avoid. I think it really scares people.
Yeah, no one wants to be angry.
No one wants to be angry. No one wants to feel angry. It can feel out of control.
Yeah.
You feel like you're never going to come back from it.
Yeah.
No one wants people angry at them.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever been in a situation where someone's mad at you and you just back off and apologize and take it all back because you want it to stop?
Yep.
You know, instead of just staying in the face of it and knowing it's just like, you guys can work it out. He's just mad right now. That's it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really interesting. You know, how people try to just really avoid being mad.
Yeah.
Or are so mad, you know, that they can't regulate it.
Yeah.
You know? And then the other thing I was thinking about is kind of reminds me of what your brother said is how toxic and dangerous it is to feel to be victimized. Do you know anyone who's victimized all the time?
Like some kids at school.
Right.
A little bit.
I just feel like being a victim, like an adult victim, mm-hmm. like it's not my fault. This person did this, that person did that, or you're doing a terrible thing and I'm just doing my best here is like an excuse to be such a dick.
Yeah.
I feel like it just gives you carte blanche to be an asshole and not be accountable for anything.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not my fault. I had to do it because blah, blah, you're being a jerk or you were doing this and you're being mean to me, you know? Yeah. And so I just feel like victimization and its cousin, then not quite as bad, but halfway down the path to victimization, martyrdom, which I also think is really bad.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'll do it. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
How much you hate that?
I do that sometimes.
We all do it, but I really hate it.
It's not, it's not cool.
It's not cool.
No.
And I will say one of the things I liked about my mom growing up is that she just was not a martyr. Mm-hmm. Like she said she would do it. I knew it was fine. And if she didn't want to do it, she's like, I'm not doing that. You know, or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to be that kind of mother too, because it was really nice to be able to just take her to word.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know why. I don't know that I have a point.
Right.
It's just stuff I think about. It's just a little glimpse inside my head.
What do you think about the anger thing? Because I think about that too. Yeah. Like, is it better just to like get it all out and rage? Mm-hmm. Or is it better just to like stuff it down deep inside and just let it melt away?
Well, it's not going to melt away.
Oh.
So it's never better to stuff it down.
Yeah.
The best thing to do, I think, is to feel it and know how to, like, there's a difference between feelings and behavior.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's how you deal with
right. So
your
you can be really angry and feel the anger
mm-hmm.
and then behave in a way that isn't scary to you or the person you're involved with.
Right.
This is very advanced. I'm not saying it's easy.
Right. Know? Yeah. It's like what you would, want to achieve.
Right. So when you think about last time you were mad or something you're mad about now,
mm-hmm.
and then think about the way you, can handle it.
Right.
You know. And say, it's okay to say, I'm pissed. I think it's important also to name your feelings. I think that's a really big deal to be able to name them. Just say, I am angry. And especially like as a kid, teach your kids that, like, I am angry. It just mm-hmm. takes some of the power away from the feeling. It makes you feel more in control of the situation.
Yeah.
You know,
we used to do that when our kids were really little.
Mm-hmm.
We would tell them, and like, instead of hitting.
Yeah.
Or punching,
mm-hmm.
you say, I'm upset.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
upset. I'm
exactly.
angry. I'm
and it
mad.
Makes you stop for a minute and think, what's going on with me right now?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that you can be mad and just, it's okay to be mad.
Yeah.
It's not okay to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't
maybe
be
that's
an
the
asshole.
Title. It's okay to be mad. It's not okay to be an asshole.
Yeah.
So I think that's a matter of like, I'm pissed. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, here's why.
And
exactly.
Yeah, get it all out.
Yeah. And hopefully, once you do, you can have a good conversation with that person.
Yeah.
You're mad at.
Let's hope that Trump doesn't win.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he does, I'm gonna name my emotion right now. I'm gonna be very angry and upset.
Me too. I'm gonna be furious and scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of fear going on there, too.
Yeah. I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
He's not going to win.
No.
No.
Please, no.
Please.
God, no.
All right. We'll
I think
see.
We did it.
I think we did. I think we've
done
did
it.
The
that was a
shit
that
out
was
of
a
this
lot.
Episode.
Yeah, we did.
We did, yes.
And that was a lot of talking.
We have our mascot, Ginger.
Mm-hmm. She's been laying here looking at us like we're crazy.
Yep. She's my cat.
Mm-hmm. Very cute.
Do you have anything to say, Ginger? Well, you guys, I'm really upset right now because you're not petting me.
Okay, when Susan starts talking in the cat voice, it's time to end the show.
It's time to go, guys.
All right, so next week, my mom will be here. So hopefully we'll have her on the show.
Okay, yeah.
If you want. If we're up for it.
Yes.
We may or may not be up for it.
We may not. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be.
All right.
My husband won't be here. He'll be in Paris.
Oh, we need him.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
TBD, everybody.
All right. Keep it cool.
Keep it cool.
Don't be an asshole.
It's okay to be mad. Not okay to be an asshole.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yep. Love you.
All right. Have a great week, everybody. You know your touch. All right.